Good report. Thank you for all that you do here on a technical net and all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it. I especially appreciate it. As well, I appreciate everyone who participated tonight. Hope you had a good time. Hope you learned a few things, and hope you come back, because we're going to be doing it again next Sunday at 8 p.m., just like we have for many, 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 many times. Anyway, as always, like to remind people of a few things. Dick, K2RIW, who's mentioned earlier tonight, who's always in our memories, would end his technical net with advice, be kind to each other. That's always good advice, so please keep that in mind. And good old Epictetus, my favorite Stoic, it's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So try to keep your mind open to new ideas, but don't open them wide enough that your brain might fall out. And please consider taking the influenza vaccine this year and the COVID booster this year. Most of the people listening out there are in the somewhat high-risk groups. So take good care of yourself. I want you to be listening to this technical net for many, 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 many years to come. So everyone, have a great week. Be safe. And please come back. And as always, this is AC2GS, and I will be clear after I say, Slava Ukraini.
Okay, Roy, 73. Yeah, I got the flu shot, by the way. You can't get the COVID in the same place. The physician doesn't give it to you. You got to go off to, you know, Walgreens or something. Back to you, Ryan, and I'm going to sign. Good night.
Thank you. I guess it's just a supply problem he had. I mean, if he had a supply, he'd put it in the other arm. Don't like to do two shots in the same arm. If it's, you know, the universe blessed us with two arms to the injection sites. So when I got mine at a drugstore, I think, I got one in the right arm, one in the left arm. So everyone out there, be good, behave, take your vaccines. They're not going to turn you into zombies. This is AC2GS, and I'll be clear.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In other words, the regular doctor's office, they give me the flu shot, no problem. But not the COVID. The COVID, you have to go off to the drugstore, you know, get it through them. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think it's a cryogenic problem. They don't have the facility maybe to keep everything cold. I don't know. I didn't talk to them about it. But I find that interesting, you know. Anyway, back to you, Rob.
Yeah, it's possible. You need special refrigerators. I'm sure pharmacies have them, you know, just for general use. Some doctor's offices have them probably, others don't. So, you know, there's a supply for them. There's more enough to go around. You don't even have to make much of an appointment at drugstores. I was able to make an appointment. I think it was about 2 hours after I made the appointment was the appointment. So gone are the old days where you had to stand online and wait and wait and wait and wait. Probably because a lot of people are just saying the hell with it, unfortunately. That's probably not a good approach to it, but it makes it easier to get your own vaccines.
Yeah, I agree. Very good. Anyway, keep healthy. Send away for the drug test. They get them free through the government now again, you know, which is good. And, you know, it's not, I guess, 100%, but I think they're pretty good. Have a good one, Maury. WS to unclear.